due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
I admit it. I'm an asshole.
Oh, see? I just can't stand.
Who in the hell do you think you are?
It's about time you did something right.
Damn!
Yeah!
Acknowledge me!
Bitch! Shut up!
You get nothing!
Hey, go fuck yourself. Get that guy out of here.
You are dealing with the best in the world! Go fuck yourself!
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to another installment of the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is Nikki Heyman, and around the table tonight, oh, it is so nice to have so many more people here. Let me start with my man in Toledo, Stat Boy Josh Henniger. You were in spitting distance of the show.
Yes, and I decided to stay home because, I didn't want to spend that money on them.
No, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. Next to you, I've got the man in the Big Apple, Jason Block.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I'm in studio. Real life is allowing me to do this podcast, and I'm not going to get canceled, right, Nikki? I can say what I want?
You can say whatever you want. Just don't, you know, there's a couple of words I don't want you to use unless they're absolutely necessary.
Jim Cornette?
Oh, I don't mind that one, but there is another C word I'd rather you not use.
I'm not going to use that. No.
Okay. And finally, our man all the way on the other side of the planet, Bad News Beeman.
Yes. Good evening, everybody.
So we've had another goofy week in wrestling.
We finally got a result. But let's go outside the ring for a sec, shall we?
Yeah.
As we finally got something that we didn't expect, well, we expected to it, but here it is. Raja Jackson, remember him? Remember when we talked about him last month?
Yes.
Yep.
He was now arrested on a felony charge of battery with seriously body injury. Okay.
Finally.
According to TMZ Sports, the arrest took place around 9 a.m. on Thursday at an apartment complex in Huntington Beach, California, after they executed a arrest warrant. He was held several hours on $50,000 bail, and he bonded out. Okay? And this, of course, the arrest where he had the violent run-in on August 23rd. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I gotta ask. How slow is your bloody legal system?
Like,
last is midwinter, sir.
I'm serious. Like the only thing I've seen slower than your law department is the build up between Tiffany, Nia, and Jade.
Nice.
Okay. You ain't wrong.
Yeah.
You ain't wrong. No, first of all, it's the LAPD. The LAPD, you know, has a history of getting shit wrong.
Frequently.
And they also have a burgeoning history of having way too much on their plate.
Yeah.
And Rodney King? Okay. Jason Simpson?
I get that, but this is like the most clear-cut, open-closed thing I've seen in my life. There is a film of the man admitting he went in there to beat the shit out of the person. There is video of him actually doing the friggin' deed. And it's like...
And even his dad said he should do some jail time, you know?
Exactly. His own father threw him under the bus, so it's like... Surely a judge goes, okay, yeah, we'll just sign this easily, go arrest the man. How hard is it? Like,
Jason has a point. The Rodney King thing has had LAPD on eggshells ever since, and the workload that LAPD deals with can fill about, could fill a couple of hundred seasons of cops if you needed it.
Yeah, but you also forget one other thing. You also have an LA district attorney who is not exactly police friendly. Okay. The LA district attorney is a person by the name of, hold on, Nathan Hockman. Right. So, you know, so he's not exactly, you know, a welcome guy. And also remember, the governor of the state of California is a guy by the name of Gavin Newsom. He's a pro-criminal, anti-cop guy, all right? You may think he's not, but yeah. So they took their time and they let's hope they just get it right and he serves jail time or pleads guilty to some sort of lesser charge and serves time. Not time served. You know what I'm saying?
Well, a lot of community service. I see community service in his future.
I don't think he's going to get jail time.
I'd like him to get jail time, but the way you phrased it, it sounds like he's not going to be in jail long, if at all.
Yeah, less than 6 months for sure.
We've got that, but it's double pay-per-view weekend, folks.
Yes.
By the way, Triple H must be the... He makes Vince McMahon look slow, and I'm not trying to be funny about this. He's everywhere.
All of the wrestlers were everywhere this week.
Yeah.
Now, Hunter was on Stephen A. Smith and got mad that he wasn't on Smith's top five.
Oh, that's of course funny.
And he was also a little concerned because Stone Cold Steve Austin wasn't on there either. But the Usos were interviewed. Bron Breakker was on somebody's podcast. AJ Lee and CM Punk.
CM Punk is doing media. Seth Rollins, you know, he's on Good Morning Football. He's everywhere. Okay, and this is a major media push for ESPN / Disney.
Yeah,
huge.
If you told me 15 years ago that ESPN would actually willingly accept wrestling on their television, I'd have laughed at you.
Same.
Not only are they not willingly doing it, they are like blading them on TV, and I'm not trying to be funny about this.
Yeah. No, it's ESPN. ESPN makes some money, sure, but you know, watching billions spilling into Doofenshmirtz's coffers, you know, we are a hot ticket.
Well, billions, you know. The rumor is that Saudi paid close to $8 billion WrestleMania.
That is not what I heard.
You heard 250?
I heard $250 million.
Still a lot of money.
Yeah. And that's on top of the $50 million per year that they're getting for the rest of the decade.
Yeah. So, but I don't I don't have to like it, but I understand it.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about
Mania in Saudi. I want to see Mania get. I wanted to see Mania go to another country, but I had France, London. Hell, go back into Canada. Heck, you know, Mexico City. Go over to Tokyo. See if
Brazil, yeah. Australia.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
I mean, but again, because I didn't get to talk about it the last place, put it to you this way. Is it a bad decision? Yeah. Okay. I get it. Okay. I get it. Sure. Yeah, because right now, WWE is stands for we want everything. Okay.
Yep.
That's what you're...
Okay. And do you blame them?
Well, put it to you this way. Once they got Vince out of the fucking way, and, you know, Ari is doing their thing, TKO and Endeavor, it's a money, you know those money guns, you know, that...
Yeah. Yes.
Money, this is what it is. It's here comes the money. It's money, you know.
However...
Well, actually, TKO's guy, I can't remember, I think it was Mark Spiro or something along those lines, he actually came out on record and said the reason for all these pricing increases and things like that, he actually blamed Vince McMahon and said, well, Vince McMahon modeled the business for families. It's like, well, no shit, Sherlock. It's wrestling. It's family entertainment. This is
right.
Yes.
This isn't UFC. Like, we're not dealing with a bunch of like drunken adults that are going to watch people kick the shit out of each other. We're watching people who want to take their kids to go watch guys do the art of professional wrestling and tell stories and everything like that. Like, it's entertainment. Like, people might hate the word wrestling entertainment. That's what it is. It's professional wrestling, yes, but it is also entertainment at the same time. And my problem is that if we go too much to the business side of things, you're going to price out these families that want to come and watch the product. Because I've said this on shows multiple times, the prices that I'm getting over here in Australia are ridiculous. I can afford to go into the boonie section, but like back when Vince was running things, if I saved up enough, I could afford front row.
Yep,
right.
We mentioned last week, TKO is short-sighted. They are going to price themselves out of a lot of people, and you know what they've said? You know what? We're a highlights. They would essentially be like, nah, you only get to watch the highlights. You don't get to watch everything anymore. That's the rate they're going towards.
Well, the way I see it is this. And I will be brutally honest about this. Unless I find a job, I will never go to a wrestling show again because the prices are fucking insane.
Yep.
Or win tickets. Okay?
Right.
Win tickets, by the way. The fact is that people are going. And people are paying. For now. Yes. Yes. Now.
And that's what I'm getting at. I actually, Monica got in touch with me and said she could probably find me an inexpensive ticket, but inexpensive was $131. It was a hell of a seat, but I decided against it. Because go ahead. No. Go ahead.
I was going to say, and that's the thing that I keep saying, like, I'm so sick and tired of hearing these people bitch and moan about they want things to change and everything like that. It's like brutal honesty for everybody. You want change? Don't go to the fucking shows. You want change? Change the fucking channel. Because ratings and ticket sales are what are causing these fucking things. You don't like if you don't want WrestleMania in Saudi Arabia, don't fucking buy tickets to fly over there to go watch the fucking WrestleMania. Make it their lowest attended WrestleMania if anything.
No, if you want to happen.
That won't happen.
But I'm saying, that's what I'm saying though. You want these changes, you want these things, then fucking stand up and make the change. But no one's going to do that. People are, at the end of the day, people are sheep. Like, they will just follow the fucking shepherd, which is WWE, whatever they decide to do, because they don't know anything else. Because, like, realistically, your other option is AEW, where for pay-per-views you're paying $50 for a freaking pay-per-view. And you've got to hope that that pay-per-view is going to be good to pay that $50 or to go do the tickets and everything. But AEW, as we know, doesn't do storytelling as well as WWE. Well, they rely on...
Hold on a second there, Shane. Josh, can you do me a favor?
What's up?
Can you do live research and find the prices of tickets to All Out right now?
Sure thing. I know we talked about this last week.
It's at Scotiabank Arena.
Yep, events, All Out Toronto, Ticketmaster.ca. So these are all in Canadian dollars.
Right.
Right now, if you want to get fourth row, and this is fourth row camera side.
Okay.
You would have to pay $649 Canadian.
It's about 500 US, right?
$649 Canadian dollars is $470 US, roughly.
Roughly. Okay. That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's not bad at all.
Yeah, right? that's one of their big four, if you will.
Yeah, and right. To just get in the door into the nosebleeds, it's $37 Canadian.
That is the only thing that, it's one of the few things that AEW was doing right. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, and... But you're right. People are still paying for it. I'm still seeing super fans in the stands. Heck, at Toledo, I saw the one dude with the purple and silver Macho Man outfit. He had lower bowl camera side. He was there. Mm-hmm. I didn't see Smiley Face guy wasn't there. Trinidad Tobago guy wasn't there. I'm pretty sure Skinny John didn't go. And I don't think he's going to WrestlePalooza. And it's in his backyard.
Mm-hmm.
He lives literally 5 minutes outside of downtown. I've been to his place. Yeah. Speaking of All Out.
This is a pretty stacked card. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is really good. So we've got 13 matches.
The usual for AEW. Overstuff it.
So, in the pre-show, we have Holly Cameron, Mina Shirakawa, Queen Amanana, and Willow versus Megan Bain, Penelope Ford, and the Triangle of Madness, Julia Hart and Sky Blue, in an 8-woman tornado tailgate brawl in an Everybody Gets a Paycheck match.
Yep.
You have Daniel Garcia versus Shibata, and then the Ops versus the Workhorsemen.
Hey, they're finally back together, which means Anthony Henry's no longer injured.
That's right.
Holy crap, that took a while.
Yes. On the main card, we have Adam Copeland and Christian Cage versus FTR.
And if you didn't see, there was a setup for this match on Dynamite where... they were not supposed to touch each other, otherwise they would get fined $500 or $100,000. Mm-hmm. And Christian pretty much said, "Nah, we're going to I'm not going to abide by that because I'm rich." Punch, broken nose.
Okay. Alleged broken nose.
No,
right?
No alleged. Dax got his nose broke.
God damn it, Christian.
Yeah. One punch, one broken nose later, but it's not going to stop the match.
Hurt Syndicate versus Ricochet and Goa.
The Gates of Agony, Bishop Khan and Tony Leona.
Mercedes Hogan versus Riho for the TBS Championship.
Please, Riho, win, but we know Mercedes Hogan's going to.
Yeah, well, I think...
Darby versus Moxley in a coffin match.
Hold on, Jason.
Right?
I'd say Mercedes is definitely winning that because rumors are, well, word going around is Kira Hogan has not signed with AEW again, so she's this will be her last match.
Kira's nowhere to be found.
Oh, sorry, I thought you said Kira Hogan, sorry.
No, we said Mercedes Hogan. Because, Mercedes Moné acts quite like the Hulkster, brother.
Yep.
Darby versus Mox in a coffin match. You all know Darby's winning that, and hopefully Moxley can get the fuck off our TV.
Won't happen yet.
Man needs his fucking vacation.
Mm-hmm. And then we've got in a TNT match, or tables and tax match, Mark Briscoe facing off against Maxwell Jacob Friedman, recently married to Alicia Tao.
I saw the pics from the video from the wedding. Good for him. Congratulations.
Although, yeah, MJF is pissed that they're out there.
Is he really?
Yeah.
I mean, in kayfabe or real?
Can't tell, because he's never... The thing is, he's never been good about, you know, blending or, you know, not blending kayfabe and reality. Or whatever. You know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Timeless Tony Storm is defending the AEW Championship versus Thekla. Is it Thekla or Thekla?
It is Thekla.
Okay. And Jamie Hayter and Chris Statlander.
Yes, Thekla, just a note for you, she is Austrian. And she has been wrestling pretty much near exclusively in Japan. She's wrestled for Ice Ribbon and for World Wonder Ring Stardom until earlier this year.
Wow.
She is pretty much the next big heel to be coming. And this is her first taste at a title. I expect Toni Storm to win here, although she is still looking for her murder. That's her own words, not mine. And then, let's mention the other three matches before we mention next one on the Wikipedia page, because the next one is the main event, more certainly.
Let's skip that.
To Okada versus Takeshita versus Mascara Dorada for a three-way match for the AEW Unified Championship. Okada and Takeshita are both part of the Don Callis family, so... Things might get heated there. And then...
I am sad about this. I'll tell you why.
Why so?
Okay. Eddie Kingston's return should be bigger than this.
I understand. He's facing off against Big Bill.
You know, there should have been video packages.
Yeah.
There should have been... You know, Eddie Kingston was a cornerstone at the beginning of AEW, and now you get this?
Yeah.
Like, nothing. Bullshit.
Yeah, I get you, but I don't know if Kingston's going to be at 100% or not because, well, King's been gone for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, for the four-way ladder match for the AEW World Tag Team Championship, Brody King and Bandido are going to be facing off against the Young Bucks, who are back to normal-ish for now, unless they blow through their money. Jet Speed, that'd be Kevin Knight and Speedball Mike Bailey. And, of course, more members of the Don Callis family, because the Don Callis family is pretty damn massive. Hechicero and Josh Alexander.
Right.
And then we get back to the main event. The AEW World Heavyweight Championship. The Hanger, Hangman Adam Page, faces off against the Protostar Kyle Fletcher. This is Kyle's first real taste at world title gold in AEW, but he cannot, and he is currently the TNT champion, but if anybody from the Don Callis family interferes, Fletcher's disqualified, and he will be forced to, you know, he'll be stripped of the TNT title.
And also, best wishes go out to, I completely blanked on his name.
Will Ospreay?
Thank you.
Yeah. Congratulations. Your neck surgery was a success. Now, start getting better.
Yes, please. Yes. And maybe he'll change his style like Kenny Omega did. Maybe. And by the way, I posted that video. I know I've seen that video a few times about him wrestling the 9-year-old girl in a Japanese wrestling camp.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I've never seen him do that, and that was just cool as shit.
Yes, I actually seen that years ago. So that I've seen it before. It is a decent piece of match, because if I'm not mistaken, that little girl is still going today as a wrestler.
Awesome.
Let me double check and make sure.
Live research, ladies and gentlemen?
Yes, yes. Haruka. Kenny Omega. I thought she was still wrestling.
It was Dramatic Dream Team Wrestling. Okay.
Of course it was D2T. That's not a terrible spot. Okay. And I'm still looking it up.
Okay.
It was a time limit draw.
Yes, it was a purposeful 5-minute match, and had the match went about 10 seconds longer, Omega was going to hit the one-winged angel on her. Not on purpose, but you know what I mean.
That wouldn't have been very nice.
Yeah. Jesus. GameSpot. I cannot
rumor is
find
she retired.
Yeah, she probably retired before she became a teenager. Not a terrible surprise that. But
you know what?
That was fun. At this time frame, if I'm not mistaken, Riho was already underway.
That's correct. Yeah.
Because Riho also debuted at the tender age of 8.
Wow. This All Out card is a very great card.
Yes. Really. And I am actually looking forward to it.
Can't see it, but we'll, you know.
Yeah, it's going to be $50 on traditional pay-per-view platforms, or not. I don't know.
Also, Amazon Prime as well.
Yes.
I can't afford it.
And I think now, YouTube as well, maybe.
Maybe. But NXT had a very interesting show this week.
Yes.
Really did. It was a lot of fan service. It was called NXT Homecoming, and it was at Full Sail. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The show opened up with Triple H, a video package, and then Shawn Michaels, and then William Regal. I couldn't believe they did this. Shawn Michaels was like, Triple H was like, well, what if I came back here to run NXT? And Michael said, I don't think so, pal. Then, of course, Regal says, there's only one way to settle it. And everyone was chanting, War Games. And he goes, Sunshine, that's my line.
We'll have that edited.
Yeah.
And he goes, War Games. And then, of course,
whole place pops.
Flair and Bliss defeated Izzy Tame and Tatum Paxley. DIY, and by the way, there was another Rude Bomb.
Yes, I was waiting for that. They, for old time's sake, they had to do it.
Yes, Absolutely.
And Trick Williams and the Trick Mello gang teamed up for all of about 30 seconds. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then The Miz was in there for a minute, too.
Mm-hmm. The Miz snuck in, and the referee didn't see it. Neither did Mello.
And by the way, you know, rumor is that the TNA quote unquote invasion is going to be happening sooner rather than later, because, you know, people are like, the TNA title shouldn't be in NXT. Yeah, well, Tyler Breeze returned to lose to Ethan Page. Sami Zayn was there. There was a Grayson Waller effect with Obafemi and Ricky Saints. And then, of course, the main event was Fatal Influence bringing Roxanne Perez, Lyra Valkyria, and Mommy, who came back for a match. She hasn't wrestled much lately, has she?
No, but I don't think so.
She doesn't even have a match on the WrestlePalooza card, so...
One of the women's titles isn't even on the WrestlePalooza card now. So,
yeah.
Well.
And who did Finn crash the party? So I'm guessing Demonito's doing better.
Lexus King.
Yeah.
Finn was loving life. He loved coming out to his old theme and doing his pose. He was like, oh, this feels right.
Did he bring Demonito?
He did not.
By the way, did you see the picture of him on the plane with Demonito in his arms?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did, because I commented on it saying something about him taking him to Henson's Creature Shop for surgery.
I just have to say, and stupid shit gets over.
Yes.
Stupid. I mean, La Yesca, I can understand, because it's an iguana. Okay? It's an iguana.
Demonito shouldn't work.
Demonito should not work at all, but it's Mexican wrestling. Anything that can get over Mexican wrestling, get over. Okay?
Yeah.
It gets over. Okay? And what's also beautiful was the golden voice of JBL going, I don't know what that thing is. Get it away from me. It was so perfect. It was so fucking perfect.
I love JBL selling the ridiculous.
Yes. He sold the ridiculous like it was real. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get to the actual pay-per-view in the card here, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about the switch itself to ESPN and the importance they are putting on this card. Where do you you know what? Gosh, I'll ask you.
Yeah.
How important is this card to succeed on ESPN?
It's important. Pretty important, all things considered, because this will be WWE and ESPN's first go. And ESPN wants to probably see it succeed and succeed wildly, just so that they're like, okay, we feel good about investing X amount of dollars into you. Let's keep going. However, they are screwing a lot of viewers as a direct result because the ESPN app isn't ready yet for all consumers on who use cable. For those guys, they have to spend an extra $30 a month. That is not a cheap proposition, especially today. If it was a lower price, we'd be better off, but obviously, TKO's more concerned about making more money now, and not making sure to, you know, be healthy and consistent for the future.
Right.
TKO's just wanting to knock off their friggin' debt that the two companies have, majority of it being UFCs, because they've basically bought into two companies that haven't had the best financial behind the scenes, one more so than the other.
Yeah.
Right. But the thing is that the card that we have right now, which is, let's see, 5 matches. They'll probably get one more.
If we do, it'll be a pre-show, and we will probably not use it for the card.
Okay, so
it's Pick'em's time, baby.
Yeah, it is. Let's do it.
And welcome to the Pick'ems. 5 matches, 7 points possible, 8 including the wild card. The first match, and the only reason it's here is because it's the opener, John Cena versus Brock Lesnar. Who wins?
This is actually easy. Cena wins. This is going to be the greatest hits package, but you know what? Cena and Lesnar have great chemistry together. They'll give us a good 20 minutes.
Now, this is where I do need to know, because we did not cover Raw or SmackDown. Tonight, somewhere in downtown Toledo, Brock Lesnar F5'd Corey Graves. Twice.
Yes, correct. Yes.
Because Brock was being his little bitch-ass self as per usual.
Corey Graves took his first bump in 11 years.
Isn't Carmella due with another baby?
Let me take a look.
I believe so, yes. Yeah.
I thought what you were going to bring up, Stat Boy, was something that happened after Brock's rampage.
I was going to bring it up.
On his way out, Brock was, you know, Brock's going to Brock, so I don't even know if he's going to stay for the rest of the show. Probably not. And he runs into Uncle Paul in the Bronze.
Oh, yes.
The interaction is cordial, and my dear Uncle Paul says, we should talk.
I thought it was the other way around. With Brock.
Well, somebody's going to talk. And I'm worried that Uncle Paul is going to start getting greedy and try to get back into Brock's business.
Yep. So, just a note, Carmella is in the beginning of her third trimester right about now. So, it wouldn't surprise me if Corey's going away. But also, I do need to say something here that might be a little controversial. I don't give a shit about this match. Not a single shit. None.
You flushing it?
And guess
you
what?
You gonna flush it?
Flush! It's overdue. The thing is, I care about Cena. I want Lesnar gone permanently. The reason why he ain't is because Ari Shapiro sees dollar signs in this dumbass. Fuck
yeah,
him.
I'm hoping, and like I said, that little interaction with Uncle Paul concerned me. I was hoping this was going to be a one-shot deal.
Yeah.
Throw some bucks at him. Let him and Cena have a nice, 10-minute intense match. Cena wins. Brock rides off into the sunset.
Finally. But it's not going to happen like that, is it?
And by the way, on ESPN... They actually noted certain wrestlers played college football.
Oh.
Like Steve Austin.
Well, yeah, like.
Jackson.
Yeah.
My name's Dwayne from Miami.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cena, who was in D3 land.
Right. Bill Goldberg, Braun Breaker, who played at Kennesaw State. Good God.
Kennesaw State. Back when it was still a double A. Not the current FBS school.
Yes. But okay. Do I care about this match? Not really, because it's a greatest hits match. Look, Cena's going to have fun with it. Lesnar's going to have fun with it. Cena's going to win.
Okay. Shane?
I think they're going to just do... I think they're going to get people rolled up for the first match, so I'm going to say Lesnar wins.
Oh, wow!
Nikki?
Cena should win this, but I have a feeling that they're going to let Lesnar win, because if the honchos see dollar signs and we should talk means anything, words mean things, people.
Yeah.
How many appearances does Cena have left? Like six? Yeah, five?
Six-ish.
Six or five.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lesnar...
is in Boston.
Okay. Lesnar's probably going to demolish Cena and go home.
Yep. At least for a while.
This is the first... Yeah, this is the first match. He demolishes Cena, and then Cena gets to take a vacation, take a little time off, so he doesn't waste his last six appearances.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lesnar's going to do a whole bunch of stupid backstage segments, because he's not going to want to fight anybody else.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the next pay per view, realistically, that Cena's going to appear at is Crown Jewel in Australia. So, the reason for my vote was I just feel like Lesnar's going to beat Cena. Cena will come out the next night on Raw and be like, "Yes, Brock Lesnar kicked my ass," and they'll try and set up an opponent for him to get a win back with, like. Dream match scenario, I would hope that they would go with Cena versus Dominic Mysterio for the IC title at Crown Jewel. But we'll wait and see.
Unfortunately, yeah, Lesnar's sticking around, so he's going to demolish Cena. So that way it's up from there.
And so, yeah, we move on to the next match. And yes, my call, how I put things together is going to be messy. Messier than usual, because next up is Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch versus CM Punk and AJ Lee. 2 points. Who wins?
Wild
and
card.
Who stares at the pretty lights?
The fans.
Wow.
Jason?
Hey. Yeah, wild card. Bailey is going to interfere on Becky Lynch's behalf. Seth and Ooh. Seth win. Becky pins AJ.
Hold on. Okay. Rollins Lynch. I like that. I like it a lot, but I don't know if they're going to do that. I honestly believe that you're half right. I do believe Becky and Seth are going to win, but Punk's getting pinned again just because Punk can't get over the hill.
I disagree.
Fair.
AJ Lee just got back. There's no way she's losing her first match back.
Okay.
Okay.
So Punk and AJ... AJ pins Becky, not my wild card, but Becky and Punk are gonna have another little tete-a-tete during the match.
And another, you don't listen sort of thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Punk's finally going to go, nope, enough, bam.
Yeah. And people aren't going to boo because Becky's been an insufferable bitch for the last month.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You ain't wrong.
No. A shame?
Yeah, I'll say Punk and AJ will win.
Who they pin? Who pins who?
Oh, who pins who? Yes, it's there. It says the lights.
Yes.
Well, we've got God, we've got Crown Jewel coming up.
Shane?
Where'd you go, Shane?
You mute yourself?
Shane, we cannot hear you. This needs to be an edit point, Carl. Shane, are you there?
Sorry about that.
Okay, yeah,
I'm here. Yeah. 3-2. All right. Sorry. I don't know if you heard that or not, but AJ pins Becky.
Yeah, you did cut out for a while there. All right, so we now move on to the other tag match. The Usos facing off against the now named The Vision. Braun Breaker, Bronson Reed. 2 points. Who wins and who stares at the pretty lights?
This one is easy. Vision have to win, and Braun is going to pin Jay.
Which sets him down even further into... No, you're wrong. You're wrong on that front. The Vision win. Jimmy gets pinned after Jay finally abandons Jimmy.
Ah, right.
But that's not my wild card. That comes with the next match.
I agree. Braun pins Jimmy because while the Usos will work together at the beginning, it's going to fall apart as the match progresses.
Mm-hmm.
Not my wild card.
Yeah. Shane?
Yeah, I'm going to say Jimmy's going to eat the pin here. Not by wild card, but I think LA Knight's going to come out to try and help Jimmy, and that's going to cause him, Jay and LA Knight to fight to the back to leave Jimmy getting his ass kicked by both men.
Hmm.
That makes sense.
That's a good call.
That's a good call. Now for the vacant SmackDown Women's Championship. Io Sky and Stephanie Vaquer. Who wins? And this is where my wild card gets played.
For
You mean for the Raw Women's Championship?
You know what, Brandon. Whatever the fuck. This is what happens when you don't watch wrestling, folks. I don't know shit for shit. But I'm still the NAWC Fizzleweight Champion. Go figure. Stephanie will win because Asuka and Kairi will interfere on behalf of Io Sky, and it's gonna backfire.
You know, that's the wild card I should have picked because that's the easiest one, and that's a guaranteed point right there.
Asuka and Kairi interfere on Io's behalf and backfires. Okay, got it.
Stephanie will win. Just leave it at that.
Yes.
Definitely Vaquer, and I expect Asuka and Kairi to go out there. We are going to get a backstage segment where Asuka's going to get in Io's face again. And then Kairi's going to shyly try to go up and say, Goldman, that's high. And then you'll hear, Kairi!
Yes.
All
right.
Sorry.
All right. Shane?
Uh-oh.
And Shane's gone. Curses. Drat and double drat.
Oh, just keep... Get Shane. Yeah.
We'll get Shane back eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, anyway. Now to... Oh, Shane, welcome back.
Sorry, my friggin'... I don't know if it's my headset, but something's dying.
Yeah. All right. So, okay, who wins in the Io Sky versus Stephanie Vaquer match?
It'll be Stephanie. We're gonna say Stephanie versus Mommy in Perth.
All right. And now to the main event of the evening: Cody Rhodes versus Drew McIntyre, World Heavyweight Championship on the line, or whatever belt it is. I don't know. Who wins? Shane, we'll let you go first because your internet's getting spotty, or your headphone is. I'm not sure which.
Oh, God. All right, you know what? Fuck it. This is the portion of the show where Shane does wacky wild card.
Okay.
So I'm going to say Drew will win. Reason being, we're going to have a classic ref bump, and Randy comes out of nowhere and RKO's Cody.
Ooh, interesting.
Interesting indeed.
All right, Nikki?
I'm going to do something similar to what Shane said.
Mm-hmm.
Cody's going to retain because Orton's going to come out and RKO Drew.
Well, because... Wow.
I can't see Orton going, you know, chasing down Cody just yet. Orton is still a face at this point.
Yeah.
Cody's, like I said, yeah, Cody's going to retain. Drew eats the RKO.
Mm-hmm.
I only said Drew for the win due to the fact that Cody's got filming priorities.
Yes, with Street Fighter as Guile.
Yeah. So, and Drew's been on fire at the moment. Like, yes, I know just from past week, just today with SmackDown, momentum rule with Drew, but I feel like they need to pull the trigger with Drew.
And then Jason?
I'm going to say it as well. Cody needs to film some time. Drew wins.
And did I already say Cody? Because if not, I say Cody. And that's it. That is the card.
That is a podcast, right, Nikki, I think?
Pretty much.
Yeah, unless... do we have anything? The only other thing I have is Seth Rollins went on the record that he is considering retirement soon.
Hmm. How old is he?
40.
He has gone on record multiple times and said he wants to retire whilst he can still run around with his kids and things like that. He doesn't want to be like a Hulk Hogan or Ric Flair and be tarnishing his legacy.
Yeah, he said something along the lines of, I don't want to be wrestling into my 50s. I mean, Rue is what, 5 now?
Ruth's
about there, I think,
like,
so.
3-4. She's a little younger.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Let me see here. Make sure that you've got that number right.
More live research, please.
Yes, of course. December 2020. She'll be 5 in December.
Okay. What is her exact birthday, does it say?
December 20 something.
I'll take a look here. December 7th. Let me double check and make sure.
Please confirm that.
That I am doing now via WWE.com.
Thank you.
And by the way, Bill Goldberg and Bret Hart are both booked for the big event convention in Long Island.
All right. Oh, jeez.
And I can now slam dunk confirm. December 7th.
Okay, well...
What?
Guess who else's birthday is December 7th?
Yours?
Who's?
Mox.
Oh. And he'll be turning the big 4-0 this year, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes. Seth likes his buddy Mox so much, he made sure he had a kid on his birthday. That's adorable.
Also, some other things. Speaking of The Rock, $7 Productions is doing a Teddy Ruxpin movie.
What?
Yep.
It'll be a horror. It's going to be a horror movie, kind of like they did with the Banana Splits.
Oh.
No. By Amazon MGM. Is doing that.
But again, I thought Nikki was going
to. The Rock is going to be busy for at least the next 6 months.
Yep.
Because the Smashing Machine is getting him and Josh like major Oscar buzz.
Yes, and it isn't just that, but also, have you seen Rock lately? The man has lost a significant amount of weight.
For another movie.
Yes, and we're talking he's down from like 250, 260, down to like about 200.
Wow.
Yeah, he thinned up significantly, which means he just got off the gear. That's
off the gas, you mean?
Yes.
The gas.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Ain't no rule in Hollywood.
You could take this news with a Z. There are rumors that AEW wants to run another show in Saudi against WrestleMania. I don't buy that.
No.
AEW doesn't want to do that. I think they want to do something in the States because WWE is doing something over in Saudi.
Yes, that's the rumor going around. They want to do the rumor going around is that they want AEW is being talked into maybe doing a show to compete against WrestleMania in the States.
Yes.
Italy is getting a WWE pay-per-view.
Yes.
Not gonna Yay. Say.
Okay, in 2026. And I think that's all we got. Oh, what did I just see about Ronda Rousey? I just saw that for a second. Hold on. Well, there's she's got a panel of signings at your Comic Con. Oh yeah, and Bad Bunny is gonna be hosting SNL in a few weeks as part of the 51st season, which debuts in about 2 weeks.
Cool. Hey Nikki, do we have room in that vault for Ronda Rousey by any chance?
Ooh, I thought we already threw her in there.
If not, can we throw the bitch in there? Why? Because I'm so sick and tired of hearing this woman bitch and moan about WWE when she got fucking handed everything on a gold platter.
And got butthurt that she got booed.
Yep.
If she ain't in there already, please, head first.
Indeed. Well, let's sell some soap, shall we?
Yes.
And,
yes, let's.
You first.
Yes, for all wrestling-related topics, if you want to see that from me, go view me on TikTok at Aussie Acehole. Pretty simple.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then on my end, it was Athena on TV had two new episodes this week. I thought it was going to be three, but yeah, I was not quite right. The first episode, It's Not Easy, a 1983 sitcom starring Ken Howard and Burt Convy. Yes, that Burt Convy, during his time on Tattletales, the second iteration. The sitcom didn't do so well. And the second episode, Rollout, an early 1970s sitcomish, based on the Red Ball Express in Normandy, France. The ratings were booty butt cheeks. Dead last in the ratings for the season, at least for a week or two. No wonder it got canceled very quickly. Coming up next week, they revisit It's Your Move, a 1980s sitcom that actually had promise, then NBC neutered it. But that's not a real surprise. But you will find out all that and so much more on itwasathenontv.com. Jason, week three.
Week three of the NFL is this week. We started with the Buffalo Bills and the Miami Dolphins. Bills are 3-0. Dolphins are 0-3.
Yay.
We got some intriguing matchups. We covered week two of the NFL on the BS. At least Nico and Ian did. But yes, we're in week three. And at least I won a game in fantasy this year. I'm happy about that. That's one more than last year.
Yeah, whereas me, I lost one, but I faced off against the hardest opponent I could have. Verm.
Speaking of VRM, get your ass back on this show.
2 weeks.
Oh, shoot, he's still marathoning, dude. He said 2 weeks?
He said beginning of October.
Let us hope so. But yeah. Over at WLTI, we recorded last night. We had a catch-up episode, 2 weeks of Big Brother, the semifinals on AGT, and the Super Toilet was back for another. Oh, and we talked about the Jimmy Kimmel thing because he won the Emmy for Best Game Show Host last weekend. Because of his hosting on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Believe it or not. And we talked about that and the Super Toilet, which will be back for one more week as we head into another premiere week of Let's Make a Deal and Price is Right. So I will take my leave once this is going on. Have a good week. Enjoy the pay-per-view and we'll see you next time. I'm out.
All right. Nikki, your artist shout-outs.
Yes. Obligatory shout out to Jamie Claudier, resident of the Has-Been Hotel. I've poked at her a couple of times, but work's still kicking her ass. And I wish I could do something with that. I need to find that picture again. Also, obligatory shout out to Oniwambashu, based in Kuala Lumpur. Love her artwork. She has her commissions are on card.co. Check out her stuff on Twitter and DeviantArt. Her stuff is clean. You can look at it at work. One of my newer artists, Noberto Gaitan, has a really nice anime style. He just recently put up a picture of Finn hugging poor Demonito after their loss at Worlds Collide.
Dang.
So, yeah. It's adorable. It really is. It should not work, but I love it. And dear Santa Claus, send me a Demonito of my own. Let's see. James Diotto, commissions are open. Anime, video games, wrestling. Whoa, is that his? Holy crap.
What? Are we
currently
about 6 shirts on WWEshop.com?
No, I'm talking about Diotto getting his artwork on Rhea Ripley's official Twitter page.
Oh, okay. But there's a reason why I made mention of 6 shirts on WWEshop.com.
Which 6 shirts are we talking about?
Well, they're all for one group. 6. Of them.
Yay.
Yeah. Dexter Loomis has 6 shirts on WWEshop.com.
He deserves shirts.
Yeah. Once he drew.
What? Okay.
Give me a second. Bammo.
You don't understand.
There's the
you
link.
Don't understand. Oh, you don't understand. I can't be spending money on shirts right now.
I know. These are all shirts drawn by Dexter himself. And also, well, not the masks, but all the shirts are. Each one for each of these specific people in the Wyatt Six, and one with a, essentially, a group photo. The only bad thing, $35 each.
Yeah.
Bit rough.
It's a bit rough, but I'm glad that he's, that, you know, he is still doing some artwork, because I haven't, we haven't seen any artwork from him in a while.
Yeah, that Let's is see. True.
I still want my Demonito. I need to make a correction from last week. I mentioned Supercard's new tier. It's not tarot.
But there are tarot-themed cards.
Yes.
Yes.
And the tarot event is reminiscent of the Street Fighter and Dungeons & Dragons events they've done in the recent past.
Okay.
I have some of the cards already. Let me pull up my stuff. The new tier is actually called Eon. The cards are very simple, but they ain't bad.
Okay.
So I have the Finn Balor Judgment card. Mm-hmm. The it says admirers, but it's the lovers card with Liv Morgan hugging a gold statue of Dominic. Justice, Jade Cargill. Destruction, not the tower, with JC Mateo. The dead man, which I'm guessing is the is supposed to be the magician.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Howdy.
Yeah, it's also something, yeah.
Yeah.
Uncle Howdy is the hermit.
Hmm.
And yet there is an Oracle Uncle Paul card out there that I have no idea how I can get my hands on it.
Okay. Yeah, through the tarot event, he's one of the star signs, I believe.
So, I am confused that Damian Priest nor Aleister Black have cards in this. But that's just me. Oh, and if you did show up for the launch of the Eon event, make sure you get your official support card, Touchgrass. Really, guys? But yeah, I've been bouncing through the events. It's keeping me distracted from Ring Domination, where I could be getting the grand prize is a Eon tier AJ Lee.
Ooh.
And in between, you can get a Punk.
Oh, that's not bad.
So, also, I hope they've finally fixed some of the nonsense when it comes to the watch party. Where you win cards for just having Supercard running in the background while you're watching WrestlePalooza.
Hmm.
But I don't think I have anything else really, because I'm right here. So for the already departed Jason Block, for Bad News Beeman, for Statboy Josh Henniger, thank you for being a constant.
Thank you.
My name is Nikki Heyman. You've been listening to the North American Wrestling Connection. Do tune in next week as the Fizzleweight Championship will be changing hands.